that you got up this morning and came into God's house. What a blessing. Amen. I tell you what, we need to see if we can get him. Can somebody back there rope him, hog time, and we'll just keep him here. How about that? Amen. That is good. It is such a blessing to be in God's house this morning. I've been excited all week, not just because of Jake coming and getting to hear some good country music, but what God had revealed to me this week about his word. How many of y'all know what a hobble is? If you're a cowboy, shoot, that's a stupid question. I know, but there's some probably that doesn't know what a hobble is. What is a hobble used for? You make out a rope, you can make it out of just about anything, and you put it around a horse's front legs, so what? So he will stay put. In the old days, they would be out on the range and they had no place. A lot of times they didn't have a tree to even use for a tie line. The only way that they could keep that pony with them was to hobble them. So when they went to sleep, they got up the next morning, their ride was still there. They still had something to go work on and to go pen the cows, push them, whatever they were doing, doctoring. You know, it restricts the horse's movement. It takes and it actually stops him from traveling and going anywhere or really doing anything. It almost to the point on some horses, they get paralyzed. They realize that there's something wrong and they just wait for their owner to come back and to free them up because they know that over the time of their life, this is not the first time that they've been hobbled. So they know that their traveling ability has been taken away from them. Their movement ability has been taken away. You know, sometimes in my life, I feel hobbled. I have hobbled myself to the point where I wasn't able to move. I'd hobbled myself to where that I was ineffective, that I couldn't go anywhere. I didn't feel like I was free at all. And I hobbled myself with sin. Amen? Anybody else had that problem? You've gone so far down that rabbit hole that you can't hardly see any light at the top. When you're looking up, you've gone so far. I have been there. That culprit, that demon of sin, is a terrible rascal, isn't he? And the devil uses him to his full extent and to his fullest ability. Let's look in Romans 3:23. It's what we're going to be preaching on this morning. It's funny that Jake mentions the scriptures this morning out of Romans. It says, "For everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins." Amen. It means that Jesus and he alone is able to undo the hobble of sin in our life. He's the only one. Because if we could do it, we would have probably done it a long time ago, long before we got in the shape we're in now. I mean, did you really, really hear what I said? He freed us. Deep, deep in sin. And the penalty for that sin is what? It's death. And it's something that we deserve. We deserve to die for our sin. But Jesus, because of his love, because he loved us enough to lay down his life, said, "Let me be the one to take that price, that penalty for you, because I love you that much." Jesus freed us from our sin and our captivity of sin. In Romans 4:6, it talks about David here. He's talking about here. He spoke that when he described the happiness of those who are declared righteous without working for it. The word righteous, like most of you know, just means that you're right with God. It means that in his sight, he looks at you and said, me and you are good. You are doing the right thing. You are righteous. This is what the scripture says. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven. Amen. Whose sins are put out of sight. Did y'all hear that? Our sins are put out of sight. No more to be thought of, no more to be seen. He says, as far as from the east is from the west. How far is that? It is forever. You'll never, ever, ever be able to get to it. It says, whose sins are put out of our sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of sin. You know, when I was in school, the teacher kept a record of my behavior. It wasn't good. Every time I opened my mouth, every time I spoke out of turn without raising my hand, every time I talked to some of my neighbor in front, back, or either side, it didn't matter, or maybe somebody across the room, I got in trouble for it, and she wrote it down. And it was a conduct sheet, how I conducted myself in the classroom. How many teachers we got in here? Any teachers? Raise your hand. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody else, you know what I'm talking about too, because you were probably a stinker just like me. Could not keep their mouth shut in class. You know, but there was nobody there to take the penalty for me. If I got so many, finally, I had to go get what? I had to go get some swats. I got my butt whooped. Excuse me, that's what we talk. That's why we say it in cowboy church. I don't know where you come from or where you have been worshiping, but here it is butt. And she would usually do a real good job, or he. I was always praying it was a she and not a he. Well, sometimes, because I knew some that really could whop just as hard as a man. But there was nobody to take that penalty. I had to take it for myself. I can't be the only person there that's had their butt whooped by a teacher for bad behavior. You might have got your butt whooped this morning for bad behavior from your wife. I don't know, guys, did you? You know, praying and asking God to forgive us of our sins breaks that hobble that completely paralyzes us in our life. It's the weight of the sin that is hard to bear. The guilt, the shame, because we don't want nobody else to know what we've done. We don't want anybody else to know what we said, who we talked about, who we tried to hurt. Even our loved ones. We don't really want anybody to know. And because we hold all that in, we hobble ourselves to where that we spiritually hobble, to where that we cannot serve like we should. I don't know where you are this morning in your Christian walk. I don't even know if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior or not this morning. But how would you like to have those shackles, those hobbles taken off? What a free feeling it is. That weight gone from your life. That guilt and shame gone. And it's an easy thing to do just by confessing our sins to Jesus Christ and asking him to forgive us of our sins. And believe that he died on the cross for our sins so that we could be unhobbled. It's so easy. You say, you know, but I've been doing things my way for a long time, and I kind of like it. How's it working out for you? Is everything peachy keen in your life? Is everything going good? Without Jesus, you're having to face everything on your own. Without Jesus, when someone gets sick, what do you do? Who do you go to when things go south? Who do you go to when life just really sucks? It's bad. Who do you go to without Jesus? I mean, it's a terrible feeling. I know I have gone through part of my life without Jesus. I can't imagine going through not 1 minute without him. Not one, much less my whole life. You know, the message of the cross, it says, is a foolish to those who don't know Jesus. It sounds crazy what Jesus did for us. It sounds foolish to their ears. But to those of us who are in Christ, for those of us who know Jesus, it's our salvation, amen? That's what freed us. Those of us that know Jesus as Lord and Savior, we know that we are saved by the power of God. Not by our works that we do, our good works. Because the scripture says in Ephesians 2:8-9 said, you cannot work your way into heaven. For by grace you are saved by faith, not of works, lest any man would boast. It means that if you could do it, if you could save yourself, you'd brag about it. Woo! You'd be around the guys and you'd up there working cows and you're going, oh man, you guys, I saved myself today. What cowboy wouldn't? Woo! I can do anything. Well, I tell you, I can do anything with Jesus. With him, I can do anything. There is not one thing impossible for me. Not one. Not one. But it's not because of anything that I can do. It's not because of anything I can say or any person that I can help. It has nothing to do with me. But it has everything to do with Jesus. Amen? Let's pray. Woo, Lord, what a day. Man, Lord, it just feels like we've been to the edge of the steps of heaven, listening to great music, hearing the scriptures read, Father, your word, where that's where the power is, the power of God's words. Father, if there's anyone here this morning that's gone down that trail without you, they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, I pray this morning, Father, that you would just send the Holy Spirit to draw them unto you, to let them know, I have a place for you, and I care about you. I care about you, I care about your family, I care about what's going on in your life, and I love you enough if you just believe in me. I pray if there's someone here, Lord, that already knows you, Father, but they've wandered off. They're on a trail, Father, that they've gone so far down that trail, Father, they can't even hear your call because of the sin that's in their life. They hobbled themselves, Lord, to the point where that they're paralyzed in sin. Father, I just pray, Father, that they would just do what it takes to get freed up once we're yours, and that's to confess the sin, to repent, which just means to turn around and go the opposite direction on that path and head right back to you. Those of us that have unplugged ourselves from your power through the one thing that we do is that sin, I pray we'd confess it, Lord, so we could receive that power again. Lord, I just pray for everyone here that they would receive a blessing for being in your house this morning. I lift up Jake Hooker to you, Lord, as he is turning his life to a different path, Lord. He is still doing what he loves to do, Father, but he is taking you with him now. He is sharing his life with you, and it's making a difference. I just pray, Father, that we would all follow that example, that we would reach out to you because you're there. We're the ones that wander off, not you. You're the solid rock, which our faith is all about. It's what we stand on. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray, and for his sake, amen. Want to welcome all y'all to Common Ground Cowboy Church this morning. I know we've got lots of visitors. I know you didn't come to hear